wits' end. The legitimate profits of an illegal trade with a rebel leader who would be convicted for crimes against humanity.
He's ready to give me everything.
While the profits were enough to make a smuggler a millionaire many times over, dealing with a bloodthirsty rebel leader required a trip into the heart of darkness.
I have to go with him to Kono in Sierra Leone. Directly when he told me that, I had goosebumps.
The huge profits made in Antwerp would have to be earned in the blood-drenched streets and villages of Sierra Leone.
For me, it's part of the business.
He would be loaded with cash on the way in and diamonds on the way out. Traveling would be extremely risky.
If it's by foot, by bus, by train, by air, by missile, I'll do everything to reach that.
Amid untold suffering and violence was a vast supply of rough diamonds to satisfy buyers who didn't know or didn't care where they came from. Although the Antwerp Diamond Squad had diamond smugglers in their sights, they were also dealing with the world's biggest diamond robbery.
It was something that no one could imagine, that such a thing could happen.
The robbers breached a high security vault without explosives and indicated that it may have been an inside job.
No, not that bad. The diamond area is a very high secured area. You have police presence day and night.
The thieves had bypassed state-of-the-art alarms and surveillance. Detectives knew they were missing something. The investigators found a simple lockbox on the same floor as the vault. Its master key was missing.